Well, are you ready for a little more music? So if you thought the first half was good, I think you're really going to enjoy the second half of this show. Our next performers are a world-traveled singing duet from Gilmer County, West Virginia, which is about an hour west of Elkins. Jenny Hawker has been playing music for most of her life, grew up in a large family of musicians. She is president of the West Virginia State Folk Festival, which just celebrated its 50th anniversary in Glenville, West Virginia. And Tracy Swores, many of you have run across him this week during Cajun Week. We've managed to drag him away from the accordion tonight. He has been playing with the New Lost City Ramblers for over 40 years. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to Jenny Hawker and Tracy Swores.
That was a nice introduction. She remembered everything she'd written down.
Everything we paid her to say.
All right. Well, we're going to, I've been here this week teaching singing country music, the old country classics, and we'll do a little bit of that tonight and a little bit of some other things that we like to do and some of the stuff that we've recorded. This one, the first song was written by Alan Mills of right around Danville, Virginia. But it's such a good song, it can be translated into many different ways of singing and picking, and this is the way we like to do it. It's called Love of the Mountains. The trees on the hillside of the mountain, always looking out toward the sky, remind me of my mama and my papa, who lived there many years before they died. They're a bright moon shining in the valley, that old wagon leans against a stack of hay. On a hillside by a cabin, my mom and dad are resting there today. The sizzle of the greenwood on the fireplace, falling snow around the redbud trees, branches of laurel by the creek bed, and the rippling waters of the gentle streams. There are bright moon shining in the valley, and a old wagon leans against a stack of hay. On a hillside by a cabin, my mom and dad are resting there today. Papa used to talk about the old days when he and Mama first did settle there. He talked about the love of the mountains that he and Mama shared together there. Their bright moon shining in the valley, that old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on a hillside by a cabin, my mom and dad are resting there today.
Thank you.
of our West Virginia friends. Love of the mountains. We learned today in class how to say that word too, didn't we, class? We don't say mountains, do we? Not when we're singing this music. Love of the mountains. Right.
Could you love me one more time?
How many people know where that song came from? Anybody? Stanley Brothers. Yeah, that was a Stanley Brothers song. We're going to do a Lubin Brothers song now. This is a gospel song. They did a lot of those, and Ira's range was so high that it's right exactly where mine is. So we don't even have to change the keys when we learn their material. And there's a lot of it out there. It's a wonderful treasure of old songs and good duet singing. And this is called Steal Away. And when we get rolling into the chorus, if you want to sing, please do. That's like, you know how the dancing makes the band feel good? Well, singing on the chorus makes us feel just that way. So sing with us. Every time I do a deed I shouldn't do, every time I say a word I shouldn't say, let me tell you what I do, and it brings a blessing too. I just steal away somewhere and pray. I just steal away, steal away, and I ask the blessed Lord to lead the way. I just steal away, steal away, just steal away somewhere. God will hear and answer all my prayers, and I thank Him for my blessings every day. When I'm burdened and with grief, He will give my heart relief. When I steal away to Him and pray, I just steal away. Lead the way. sometimes pray so much for ourselves that we forget others in their greater need. We must pray for enemies, even in their spiteful hour. We must steal away somewhere and pray. I just steal away. Great. Good singing. Well, all this week, I have a really wonderful musician and a good friend helping me out in this country singing class. And we want to bring him out here, and we're going to do a couple of songs with Joe Fallon. Big hand for Joe Fallon. Yeah. The world's best-looking left-handed guitar player. All right, now, where are my class members from my country music? Hold your hands up where you're located. All right, now you know this song. We went over the chorus, right? And some of you learned it last night because we were out there jamming and singing this. So we want a good, nice, you're responsible for your row. Okay? Everybody sing on the chorus. The words are... There's nothing as quiet as a night with no music, or as dark as a night with no stars, and nothing as lonesome as a cold, lonely room, just wondering all night where you are. This is what that country music class is like. We're just mopping up the floor in there at these songs. All right.
Nothing else.
music, sweetheart, you are gone.
There's nothing as quiet as a night with no music, or as dark as a night with no stars, and nothing as lonesome as a cold, lonely room, just wondering all night where you are.
There you go. Isn't that a pretty song? Yeah, Charlie Moore wrote that. And it comes from, it's on his album called The Fiddler. And I guess he wrote it to be a bluegrass song, but there again, it can cross over in a lot of different ways, depending on how you play it. I heard a little Cajun feel to it there, didn't you? All right, we're gonna close out here with, I guess this is Tommy Jackson's song?
No, it's Tommy Collins.
Tommy Collins, that's Tommy Collins' song. That and we just loved it so much that the first recording that Tracy and I did together, we put this on it and we closed it out with this. It's called I Guess I'm Crazy, and this is country singing here, folks. I'm crazy for loving you. You tell me many ways that I won't do. I must be playing a losing game. I guess I'm crazy, but I'll never change.
I tried to let you go. It's no use, yes I know. I don't care if it's so. It has to be.
My heart keeps saying that I'm a fool. I guess I'm crazy for loving you.
Tried to let you go. It's no use, this I know. I don't care if it's so. It has to be.
My heart keeps saying that I'm a fool. I guess I'm crazy for loving you. I guess I'm crazy for loving you.
Thank you.
They bet me backstage that I couldn't make it all night without notes, and guess what? They were right. Well, it's been a great show, and we have not necessarily saved the best for last, but it's going to be a fine, exciting trio coming out. We have Robin Kessinger. He's been coming to Augusta since 1983. This year he is the coordinator of Guitar Week. He has toured the East Coast. He also has toured in Ireland and Japan. He is a founder of the Wyoming State Guitar Festival. He has placed in national guitar competition 9 times, which is more than any other competitor. And he was the 1985 National Guitar Champion. Joining him in this set will be Wayne Henderson, who's been coming to Augusta for over 20 years. He's taught instrument building as well as various guitar classes. He has won first in guitar several times at Galax, and he said the times that he hasn't won have been when Robin was there. He also asked me to tell you that in 1995, he received a National Heritage Foundation Fellowship, and he was presented this award at the White House by Hillary Clinton, and he'd like for you to know that he was never alone in the White House with anyone at any time. See, I really didn't want to forget that. And the third member of this crowd will be the wonderful Eddie Pennington. He has studied and taught and is a master of the guitar style of thumb picking that has been popularized by Merle Travis. He was the winner of the National Thumb Picking Contest in 1986 and 1987, and this year the title was won by his 19-year-old son. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not Peter, Paul, and Mary, it's Robin, Wayne, and Eddie.
Thank you. Well, we're going to do some hillbilly picking for you here, I think. And I think what we've got worked out to start with, we're going to play a tune apiece, something that we like to play. Then we're going to, get together and play 2 or 3 tunes. And for me, it's a special thrill to get here and sit between 2 of my heroes and get to pick. And to tell the truth, it makes me feel like I've gone fishing with 2 game wardens. You know, these guys are getting. So I'm going to get the simple stuff over with first here and play some of my favorite tunes, the very first ones I ever learned to play, some old Carter family tunes. So here goes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate you liking those old Carter family tunes. And before I turn it over to Eddie Pennington here, I might tell you that I forgot to bring my CDs or everything. I had a box out and must have left them in the sitting on the porch or something. I don't know. But I have one in my guitar case. And after the show's over, if somebody will come up and name all five of those Carter tunes, I'll give it to you. So that way maybe I can get rid of it. So here's my good buddy, Eddie Pennington. He's going to blow you away.
All I can say about being up here with guys, I guess I'm the biggest one. I'm going to try to play this old tune. Merle Travis said the first time he ever played on the radio, he played this tune. He tried to sound as much like Mose Rager as he could. And I never really heard a good recording of Mose when he was young and playing, so this is hopefully my interpretation of Moles when he was young. Tiger Rag.
I've changed my mind what I was going to play. This is one called the Maple Leaf Rag. Thank you.
Y'all know why I'm talking about that game warden business now, don't you?
Totally kid you.
Well, there's a demonstration of three pretty real different styles of guitar playing. And then we're going to try to do some together. And Eddie, how about kicking us off on a 9-pound hammer? Would that be a good one?
We'll try it. It looks like a crowd out there. After I start singing on this, I'll get some relief. Well, this 9-pound hammer is a little too heavy for my size, honey, for my size. I'm going on a mountain, going to see my baby, and ain't coming back, no, ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when my wheels don't go? Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels don't go? Come there, Wayne. Well, the 9-pound hammer, it killed John Henry, but it won't get me, ain't it gonna get me, 'cause I'm just a poor boy, long way from home, down in Tennessee, down in Tennessee. Don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when my wheels don't go? Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. How can I pull when my wheels don't go? Thank you. when my wheels don't go. To pick all the notes on the guitar. When they play a tune, it stays played.
Appreciate that, Eddie. It's let's do an old, sort of an old-timey tune, maybe a fiddle tune or something. East Tennessee Blues, does that suit you okay, Robin?
Everybody? Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We all even got our sour note together on the end there, didn't we?
Sorry about forgetting. I get to watching Wayne pick and all. I forgot what I was doing.
Oh, it's not that bad, surely.
No, it just amazes me. I'm sort of in awe.
Maybe we might do another tune, and I don't know if I can think of something to tell about Eddie here. I might get into that. And they did remember to bring their CDs and tapes and things, though they've got them outside. And Robin, I think, has even got one of Clark Kessinger, his famous great uncle.
I just figured out what my wife is making hand signals. I've been trying to read her.
Oh, yeah?
She's over here doing this to me.
She always does that, though, don't you?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to make sure we mentioned that CD because that's a collection of wonderful music that I'm real proud that got out on a CD where you can hear it nice and clear. I don't know whether Eddie knows that I know this or not. Excuse me, Flan, I didn't mean to run into the mic there. I don't know whether Eddie knew that I even knew about this or not, but back a long time ago, back in Kentucky, when guitar picking jobs hadn't been coming in like you'd like for them to be, and undertaking business wasn't there. Can you believe Eddie's been an undertaker? You know, if you Eddie buries you, you'd die happy, I'm sure.
To pick her like that. I went 17 years without a complaint.
Anyway, them undertaking jobs hadn't been coming in. Eddie hadn't had much work, and the circus had come through town. And the line handler, you know, the guy that handles those lines and trains and everything, got real bad sick and could not perform his job on Saturday night. So they was hard up for somebody to do it. And they ran an ad in the paper, said, line handler wanted, temporary, but the pay is real good. And so old Eddie saw that and said, I've seen them do that on TV. He said, if I can handle one of those lines, I'm going down there and apply for that job. So he went right down where the circus was and where the interview was supposed to be. And there was a young lady had got there first before Eddie did. And when the guy from the circus came out, said, well, since there's only two of you here, I think how I'm going to do this deal is I'm going to take you out back where the lion cage is. And just let you try out. Whoever goes in there and does the best job handling the line, that's the one that's going to give the job to. So that seemed okay. And they walked out back, and there was a great big tall cage there, and there was a big, huge, ferocious lion in there pacing back and forth, a growling, roaring around, scary looking thing. I'm telling you, his head was way bigger than them speakers, you know, and he was just a mean looking thing. And the guy from the circus said since the young lady's here first, we're going to let her go in and try out first. And that seemed to be okay with Eddie. And and she didn't seem to be a bit afraid of that lion, though. She just marched right in that cage right where he was. And when she went in there, she had on a cape. It looked like what Superman wears. You know, he's all the way up to her neck here and went clean down to her ankles. And as soon as she walked in that cage, she just flipped that cape off, and she didn't have on nothing but one of these little tiny bikinis that the whole thing wouldn't have, you know, filled your fist up. And that old lion looked over at her, and when he saw her, he just laid down right on his belly and started purring like a big tomcat, you know, and just started crawling real slow right across the cage floor there toward that young lady and started licking her on her bare feet just as calm as he could be. An old guy from the circus couldn't believe what he was seeing. He looked around at old Eddie here, said, Mr. Pennington, do you think you can beat that? And old Eddie said, you get that darn line out of there and I'll show you. Better pick one more and get out of here, for ain't nothing gonna get no better. So this is a tune.
And I was worried if I'd sit down here with these tight britches on, if I split them out, if anybody would tell me or not.
This tune, we all wanted to pick this tune, and come to find out, Eddie plays it in G, and I play it in C, and Robin plays it in F. And we decided it's going to sound real bad if we play them all at the same time. But we're going to try our best to split keys, and Eddie's going to play it in G, and I'm going to try to play it in C, and Robin in F, so we'll turn it over every time. Not at the same time, like I said, to start with.
And y'all going to let me start first where I won't forget to come in.
They
up here, the amateur, they didn't know what they was getting into.
No, we found out better than that. We appreciate y'all being so nice to us, and thanks, and come see us sometime.
I ain't had a thing hit me.
What's that?
I haven't had a thing hit me yet.
Yeah.
A lot of times they say, do you want to stand up or sit down when you play? And I say, what's the crowd carrying? If they're carrying stuff that's eatable, I'll sit down and catch it. But if it looks hard, I try to stand up where I can get out like the rest of them.
Bye-bye, blues.
Robin Kessinger, Wayne Henderson, and Eddie Pennington. Couple of quick announcements just to remind you. Tomorrow night, starting at 7, picking in the park at the bottom of the hill, Elkin City Park. There are some great local musicians. Take your instruments down. You'll have a fine time. 8 o'clock tomorrow night on Halleyhurst Porch, the Cajun Party. Everyone at Augusta is invited. There's a Cajun dance happening in the dance pavilion. Thanks so much for coming, and we'll see you Thursday. Good night.